Hey, what's up, Hotspots? Bobby from New Jersey. Just listening to your podcast, and you mentioned the whole Halo in church basements idea. I got to weigh in on this because I am actually a director of kids ministries at my church, and we have a Wii in our basement for the kids program just because kids love video games, and you want a place to be a draw for kids to come and hang out, whether or not it has to do with violence or anything like that. Yeah, Halo is violent, but it's cartoony, and we know that they're killing aliens, and that never even figured into our plans when we said, hey, why don't we have video games around for kids to play? It's really just because kids like video games the same way adults like cool technology, so we have IMAX set up at kiosks so they can join a small group. It's really nothing more than allowing kids an opportunity to have fun with each other and interact socially. And we don't really talk about whether or not they're going to hell. That has nothing to do with it. It's just mostly, you know, hey, there's some video games. We can play them because video games are awesome. I love video games, but I also love Jesus. And it really has nothing to do with the whole political stuff, too, because you talk about people that are voting for those senators, supporting all that right-wing bullshit about, you know, people trying to ban video game legislation and all that nonsense. We think the same stuff about that that you guys do. It's all about violating freedom of speech. And it's against just about everything I believe in, too. So just wanted to let you know, not every Christian is a, you know, a right-wing fool that tries to ban things that they don't understand. I love the video games. I like kids, and I like Jesus. So that's pretty much all I got. You guys, take it easy. Love the show.
That was a great call. We had talked about this on a previous show with the some of the churches, or I forget exactly what denomination it was using. Was it Protestant or Baptist churches?
I think it was a Protestant church.
Using video games as a tool to bring in more kids into their to come to church and, you know, for youth groups and stuff.
Right. And this guy has a pretty interesting perspective on it because he's actually kind
of,
you know,
in
charge of some of that stuff. So, you know, he's just saying that it's a good tool to kind of get kids in there, which that's cool. I think, you know, and we got a lot of calls from a lot of kids that are actually going to churches.
Seems
and
pretty positive.
Halo.
Seems like they're
it keeps them. I think the best thing I can say about it is that it's something to do on a Friday night.
Sure.
That isn't breaking my car window.
You know, I don't know. I think for me, the part about it that was weird or is weird is kind of co-opting something to get somebody, like kind of like what the military uses video games as a tool.
It seems a little devious, like get you in there and then be like, so.
But it seems that from the responses we have, the kids that are participating in it really seem to like it and really really seem to dig on the community aspect of it, and they get to play in the groups, and that's great. It's cool. If they're supervised and down with it with the kids, I'm down with it.
I think there's an issue there with, you know, it being an M-rated game.
Right.
I mean, Halo 3, when I first played it, you know, like the first multiplayer deathmatch I played, I wound up ragdolling headfirst into a brick wall and leaving a red stain on there. So, I mean, you know, I don't like the idea of the church kind of enticing kids to come in with something that their parents might not approve of. Like, hey, you can get it here because, you know, porn and drugs will work for that too. But that's kind of against what you're trying to do.
It's cigarette night down at the church.
But I think that was one of the things we had mentioned last time, but in getting feedback from it, I think a lot of these kids are saying that their parents are actually really involved with it, which I really like. So
I'm sure a lot of them are. And the church, they're just, I'm sure, looking to, they just need people to get in so that they can hear the message.
That old Testament and that New Testament ain't so new anymore. They need to, if they were to update that, maybe with a little covenant.
It's like Halo 3 is the new Testament. Is that what we're saying?
I'm
not saying that either.
There's already plenty of covenant in the Bible.
Yeah, true.
It's great. I'm glad people called in to kind of share their view on that because I really didn't have a feel for
it. Yeah, like when I was going to Sunday school growing up, it sucked.
Yeah, it was book work.
It was like, all right, did you memorize this week's Bible verse? Like, no. Yeah. No, I didn't. No, why?
If I could go and play some Halo 3, I would probably do it too.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.